The Worst Thanksgiving Ever. Narrators, Wyatt and Z, Eddie, Alex, Mom, Taylor, Millie, Julie, Grandma, Courtney, Grandpa, Trace.
It is the night before Thanksgiving. Millie's family is getting ready for tomorrow's feast. Millie and her grandma are taking a pumpkin pie out of the oven.
I wish she hadn't fallen and broken my leg. Now I can't help make Thanksgiving dinner.
Don't worry, Mom. Grandpa, Eddie, and I can cook. I bet even Grandpa will help.
I don't think you want my help in the kitchen if you actually want to eat the food. Everything I make is inedible.
You are so right. You are so right. Remember when you made tuna surprise and forgot the tuna? I was very surprised.
That's okay, Gramps. You have other talents. Besides, Dad will be home tomorrow. He loves to cook.
Somebody on the radio said another big thunderstorm is on the way. I hope your dad makes it before the storm hits.
More rain? I can't believe it.
I'm starting to think we should buy a houseboat.
It is now very early on Thanksgiving morning. Flashing lightning and booming thunder wakes the entire family.
I can barely see across the street. This is the worst thunderstorm I've seen in years.
What if the roads flood? How'll Dad get home?
I don't know. The storm continues. It's going to be hard to get anywhere.
This will be the worst Thanksgiving ever if Dad can't get home.
Yeah, who's going to carve the turkey? Dad always carves the turkey. It's a family tradition. Thanksgiving won't be Thanksgiving without Dad.
Well, let's be thankful that we're all nice and dry inside.
And let's think positive thoughts about your dad getting home today.
If I think he'll be home today, will it happen?
A negative attitude never helps anyone. Now who's going to help me stuff this bird?
Eddie, Millie, and even Grandpa help Grandma stuff the turkey. Grandma sprinkles the stuffing with spices and pops the turkey into the oven.
Just then, the telephone rings and Eddie gets it.
Hi, Dad. Happy Thanksgiving. Where are you? When will you be home? Dad said it's storming where he is, too. He doesn't know when he'll be home.
No, this is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
What happened to positive thinking? Dad is safe and the five of us are here together.
It's late afternoon and the smell of the turkey is making everyone's mouth water. Grandma asked Eddie and Millie to help peel the potatoes.
It smells great in here. Do you want my help?
I think my two helpers and I have it under control. Besides, you said it yourself. Anything you cook is inedible.
You're right. I'm the world's worst cook. So instead of running the food, I'll start a fire in the fireplace.
That's a great idea, Gramps. I'll help you get some fire.
Eddie, please put on your rain jacket.
It's really windy, too. I hope we don't lose our electricity.
Just as Grandma finishes speaking, the lights begin to flicker. Then they go out completely.
At least the turkey's done.
A few hours later, the electric is still out. The fire that Eddie and Grandpa built has made the house toasty. The flickering candles add a warm glow. But no one is feeling very thankful, especially Millie.
This will be truly the worst Thanksgiving ever. We have no lights, no food, and no Dad.
Don't give up on Thanksgiving just yet. I have an idea that might be a lot of fun. We're going to pretend that we're the Pilgrims.
How are we going to do that, Mom? Dress up in funny clothes and hats?
No. We're going to have our own harvest. We're going to gather whatever foods we can and then make a wonderful feast.
Is that what the pilgrims did? I thought they ate corn on Thanksgiving.
Yes, they ate corn, peas, and other things, but we have no electricity to cook. How can we have any Thanksgiving foods?
At the pilgrims' first Thanksgiving celebration, they ate foods that were available to them. They didn't eat any of the traditional Thanksgiving foods that we have today.
So by not eating the traditional Thanksgiving foods, we are being more like the pilgrims.
Exactly. Now let's get to work and see what we can harvest.
Daddy finds popcorn to pop. Grandpa gets hot dog strudels. Grandma finds potato chips. Millie gets marshmallows.
I think we sometimes forget the true meaning of Thanksgiving. It's about spending time with people you care about, and it's about giving thanks for them. It's not about eating a lot of food.
Look, it stopped raining. And hey, there's a car.
This is the best Thanksgiving ever.